With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Demonstrators continue to gather in cities across Montana in response to the recent death of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
No justice, no peace! No justice, no peace!
In Bozeman, over 1,000 people came out for a rally and march against racism and police brutality on Sunday. In videos from event organizers, people carried signs reading I Can't Breathe and Support Black Bozeman to the steps of the Gallatin County Courthouse to honor George Floyd, a black man who died while in police custody last week. The nonviolent Bozeman Rally for Black Lives was organized by the Montana State University Black Student Union and the Montana Racial Equity Project, a Bozeman-based nonprofit. The event post on Facebook said the gathering was intended to, quote, make our grief and rage public, unquote, about violence and prejudice against people of color. Judith Heilman, the founder and executive director of the Montana Racial Equity Project, was one of the speakers at the Bozeman Rally. She told YPR that racism is not just a black, brown, or indigenous issue.
Everybody has to be involved in the eradication of racism, bigotry, and prejudice in all the systems, whether it be individual, whether it be educational, whether it be health, criminal justice, policing, the carceral system, all those things.
Heilman said white people need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and learn how to push back against racism. The Montana Racial Equity Project offers workshops and trainings on issues like implicit bias and the history of the racial wealth gap. The organization also provides consultations with law enforcement agencies across the state.
We'll continue talking with people. We'll continue motivating them. We'll continue providing resources for them. Talking to local law enforcement agencies about how will you make sure that none of your officers do what happened to George Floyd, what happened to Breonna Taylor.
Locally organized demonstrations also took place in Billings, Missoula, Helena, Great Falls, and Havre in recent days. A Black Lives Matter Day of Action is scheduled in Bozeman on June 5th. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.